what'd you call the boards that would lap over the side of the house?
I was wondering about that too. We call them weatherboarding, you know,
okay.
This way and on down. But I read a whole lot of the word clapboard.
Yeah.
I use that term.
Well, what would you keep, and what sort of material would you have to cover the top of the house?
Roofing?
Yeah.
We had something that can't be had now, and it was remarkable. That was split cypress shingles. And there were men who made those by hand, and later with a machine, semi-mechanical, to split them. You would get cypress logs from the swamp and cut them up into their right length and split them and make shingles that overlapped. And by golly, the wood, the shingle wore out. Nothing ever leaked and nothing ever rotted. No water got through that.
It just lasted.
Lasted for generations. But as the cypress was cut out and other shingles, then we established what we call shingle mills.
Yeah.
And then a sawed, a mill sawed shingle wouldn't last very long. See, these human handmade shingles ran with the green on down, and the water would just flow evenly down the green. But when they began to make them by machines, it crossed the green.
What about the part where the two parts, maybe two parts of the roof would come together, and you'd have a little what you call that?
I guess what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess what you mean. On the eaves. And, you know, I picture those things and it's a dictionary.
Yeah.
I often refer to it sometime when looking at a roof. And it might not open up to it. Roofs. Lean-to, saddle.
Lean-to?
Yeah, a lean-to is one that's just like that. You can see it yourself. Your eyes better than mine. In fact, I can't read it.
Yeah.
And those are probably historically correct, way back.
Yeah, but did you have a name for, that type part there where the maybe two parts of the roof would come together and the water would go down and roll?
Valleys.
Okay.
On the valleys.
All right. And what about the...
I tell you, the importance of those valleys was that we had beneath them a big system, C-I-S-T-E-R-N, made out of cypress planks banded together, and it caught rainwater.
Yeah.
And that was our water supply.
Now, the water would come off the edge of the roof, maybe, and it would go into the, what were those things?
It would go into the roof this way,
Yeah.
And run down here and go into this valley.
Yeah.
And flow down. These days, you have downspouts. But it flow down, you have this big cistern under that, and we catch that water.
Okay.
And that was the water supply for drinking. And you know that water,